was just lovely. Thank you. Good morning. My name is Joanne. Welcome to the Unity Center for Positive Living. We're glad you could all join us this morning. Home and abroad. I'd like to read to you from the Daily Word with today's opening message. Protected. Through my oneness with God, I feel protected. Sometimes I may feel the mercy of a changing, tumultuous world I cannot control. This is never true. Even though the chaos of the world may swirl around me, at the center of my being is a place of perfect peace and calm. Whenever I am in need of a safe refuge, I turn to God within to reach this place of tranquility and reclaim my feeling for security and protections. The sun always rises after the longest, darkest night. I remind myself of this truth and feel grateful as I allow the light of spiritual understanding to release and reclaim whatever power I may have unwittingly given to a fear-based thought. Fully tuned in with the divine presence within me, I move safely and confidently through every challenging circumstance. And from John 4:4, the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. And now Karen and Mike will lead us in Shirley the Presence.
Sharing the presence of God's love is in this place. I can feel the mighty power and the grace. I can feel the rush of angels. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of God's love is in this place. Surely the presence of God's love is in this place. I can feel the mighty power and the grace. I can feel the rush of angel wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of God's love is in its place.
Thank you very much. Let's all say the opening statement together. Is it on? Okay, there's only one presence and one power active as the universe and as my life, God the Good. And now Karen and Mike will lead us in our welcoming song, I'll Carry You. You can stand up in sanctuary.
Yeah, feel free to stand.
I don't know if it's that kind of song, but okay.
Yeah, this this song we found on a kid's album we got at the library, and it's a beautiful song. And the chorus is because of, so you can sing that with us. Okay. Izzy, do you want to sing? Lily was a little girl about 3 years old. She loved to walk with her daddy down to the fishing hole. Her big strong daddy had a tender way to be. By the time Lily fell, it skinned her little knee. He said, don't worry, I'll carry you. That's what people who love each other do. Anytime that you need me, I'll be there to help you through. Don't worry, she walked with Debbie, Mary tried to be brave. But there were plenty of scary things along the way. Hills too steep, stairs just a little bit higher. Daddy was always there right by her side. And he said, don't worry, I'll carry you. That's what people who love each other do. Anytime that you need me, I'll be there to help you through. Don't worry, I'll carry you. As Millie got big and taller, she left her daddy's world. But no matter where she wandered, she was still his little girl. 20 years later, Daddy fell sick one night. From a hospital bed, he was fighting for his life. Nearly walked in, took him by the hand, gave him a hug, and said to that big strong man, don't worry, I'll carry you. That's what people who love each other do. Anytime that you need me, I'll be there to help you through. Don't worry, I'll carry you. Daddy, don't worry, I'll carry you.
Thank you very much, Mike and Karen. Someday I'm going to watch Isaac carry you. And now that we are in the chapel and online in Zoom, please turn on your gallery view to see us all here, and we'll wave to you from the camera. Everybody here, greet each other.
Yeah. Morning, everyone.
Greet your neighbor.
Hi.
And then come wave at this camera.
Good morning, everyone. Hi, John Anderson.
Morning, Jerry.
Hey, hi there. Right, right. Here we go.
Standing up, right
here.
That's
the good.
Fine. Hello. Morning, Karen.
Yay. Hey, Fred.
Looks like Vern back there in the back row. I'm trying to figure out who else is in the back row there.
I see John back there.
Yeah.
Jerry, is that Hallie who just peeked in and out?
Good to see everyone.
Hey, Tom.
Hey.
Thank you, cameraman.
Saying hello to those two. Those three. All right. Announcements. Anybody on Zoom have an announcement? Raise your hand because I can't see the screen. You know.
Nope.
All right. Let's see. Grandfather's Medicine Wheel teachings are on the fourth Sunday of each month at the Longhouse at 2 o'clock. Grandfather's Indian Christian service is on the second Sunday, which is this one. So he'll be there today in the Longhouse at 2 o'clock. The Circle in America starts its, well, it's been having its book and film club. And CIRCLE stands for Citizens Initiative on Racism Co-Creates Leadership for Equality in America. That's a mouthful. Anyway, they're going to, their next gathering is in 2 weeks on Sunday, August 22nd from 3 to 4:30 our time. We will be discussing the Holy Post YouTube videos, Race in America 1 and 2. And so you want to talk about race, you can borrow a book from the library in written and audio form. And if you'd like to be invited to that gathering, you have to send your name and email address to drdariacoordinators@gmail.com. All right, that's it, no announcements?
I have an announcement.
And a board meeting today if one more board member shows up. 1, 2, 3.
Someone has an announcement. I do, Joanne. Hi, this is Audrey. Can you hear me okay?
Yep.
All right. I'm going to be teaching a class for spiritual education and enrichment September 11th, 18th, and 25th. And it's going to be on Zoom. The class is called Self-Awareness, and the Spiritual Education and Enrichment Program are the classes for people who want to become licensed Unity teachers or ministers. They're also open to anyone who wants to deepen their spiritual practice, and that's through Unity of Olympia, and I can send the link to someone, maybe Tom, and to share that out with everyone in case anyone's interested. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Audrey. All right, it's time for our Unity Statement. Is it on, John? Penny wants to know what the meeting ID is.
Okay.
All right. We believe in our oneness with all life and the power of love. We teach universal principles and values as taught by Jesus and others, revealing the one God presence. We practice prayer, meditation, and service to be conscious of our oneness in God. And now Karen and Mike will lead us in our song of joy, Blessed Always.
Blessed always, for the arms of God surround us. Let our joy be so triumphant that we rest in God and say, Amen.
I'm seeing a theme in today's songs and the unity message and the daily word. We are always safe in the arms of Source. All right, the reading this morning will be by Irene.
Morning. I have a couple blessings from the book To Bless the Space Between Us by John Donahue. And the first blessing is for belonging. May you listen to your longing to be free. May the frames of your belongings be enough for dreams. May you arise each day with the voice of blessing whispering in your heart. May you find a harmony between your soul and your life. May the sanctuary of your soul never become haunted. May you know the eternal longing that lives at the heart of time. May there be kindness in your gaze when you look within. May you never cross walls between the light and yourself. May you allow the wild beauty, the invisible world to gather you, mind you, and embrace you in belonging. And the other blessing is for presence. Awaken to the mystery of being here and enter the your presence. Have joy and peace in the temple of your senses. Receive encouragement when new frontiers beckon. Respond to the call of your gift and the courage to follow its path. Let the flame of anger free you from all falsity. May warmth of heart keep your presence aflame. May anxiety never linger about you. May your outer dignity mirror an inner dignity of soul. Take time to celebrate the quiet miracles that seek no attention. Be consoled in the secret symmetry of your soul. May you experience each day as a sacred gift woven around the heart of wonder.
And now we will have the meditation song with Karen and Mike, Angel Wash, I Behold You.
Behold you,
Today with all this good songs of love. Well, now it's time to join me in the affirmations. Remember to think about what if just before them. What if you were these things? Okay. I am the love of God in expression. I am truly thankful for all the good I already experienced. I am growing more prosperous with every day. I am healthy, active, whole, and happy. I am always growing and expanding into the fulfillment of my potential. I am at peace knowing everything I need comes to me in perfect time. And this is the second Sunday of the month, so we'll be doing the Progressive Lord's Prayer. Our Creator, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, I am. I am thy kingdom come. I am thy will being done. I am on earth, even as I am in heaven. I am giving this day daily bread to all. I am forgiving all life, even as all life is forgiving me. Did I do that? I am leading all men and women from temptation. I am delivering all men and women from error. For I am the kingdom, I am the power, and I am the glory of God in eternal, immortal manifestation. All this I am. That's a lot. All right. Let's do the Alleluia.
Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
We are We are privileged to have a different speaker each Sunday. This morning, we have our licensed Unity teacher, Audrey Pitchford, and she'll continue her series, Heart-Centered Metaphysics. Take it away.
Thank you. Thank you, Joanne. Good morning, everyone. So just before we get started, I want to let everyone know that I'm on a new headset, and I've asked Tom to assist me that if the headset cuts out, to let me know. So I know sometimes people have a strong negative reaction to interrupting, and please know that I've given Tom permission to interrupt me in the interest of sound quality today. So thank you all, and thank you, Tom. All right, so someone asked me, are you sure those are the right slides? Yes, indeed they are. So why don't meditators like vacuuming? Because there's too many attachments, ha ha. So today we're going to be talking about meditation. And I'm guessing this is a topic that most folks in Unity already know something about. And if you're like me, there's always more to learn. And this topic connects very closely to what we talked about last month, which is the silence. And remember, like Joanne said, these are all coming out of our study of the book Heart-Centered Metaphysics by Paul Hasselbeck. And the word metaphysics just means beyond the physical, but in Unity, metaphysics is another word for theology, addressing those big questions like what is God, what is humanity, and what are we? What is our relationship with each other? And we do this in a heart-centered way. So more than just an intellectual exercise, we bring our love, our compassion, our courage, and our oneness to this exploration. Remember last month, we talked about the silence as that state of non-awareness, that place where we listen to the still, small voice of the divine. And in unity, meditation is one way to get to the silence. Now, meditation may have many purposes and take many forms. And we're going to be focusing on one specific type of meditation today. And I also want to stress there are so many ways to meditate. And I think one of the most important ideas with meditation is to keep it completely separate from the idea of right and wrong. So knowing that the practice that we're going to talk about today may or may not be new to you. And if you have a practice that works for you, that's fabulous. That's great. I always like to also just share what we know from Unity about meditation. So meditation is our opportunity to expand our consciousness Christward. And remember, in unity, Christ is that inner divinity, that spark of the divine that is in each of us and in everyone on the planet. Meditation is the way that we bring into our remembering of our oneness with the divine and with all. And it's a place where we can be transformed by renewing our minds so we can rest in meditation and receive and open. And that might be a very different experience than, at least I know for me, it's a very different experience than the other 98.5% of my life where I'm out there doing. So if we start with a biblical quote, we can understand meditation a little better. And this is from the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verse 8, which says, "The book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. You shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to act in accordance with all that is written in it. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall be successful." Now, remember in unity, when we talk about the Bible, we don't get super hung up on interpreting it literally or word for word. We don't get ourselves wrapped around the axle thinking about whether these stories are true or whether they actually happened the way they were written. They may have, and maybe they didn't. And in unity, we practice what's called metaphysical Bible interpretation. And this is where we look at the deeper symbolic meaning. And we also ask, what does metaphysical Bible interpretation tell me that this passage means for me and for my life? Some of the principles that we look at when we're interpreting Bible passages metaphysically, we base metaphysical Bible interpretation on some of the foundational unity principles that God is all good, everywhere present, and that human beings are an expression of the divine. And so this means that if we come up with an interpretation that says, well, I'm up here and everyone else is down here, it's time to interpret some more because we are looking for an interpretation that's in alignment with seeing everyone as an expression of the divine. And so we know that whatever we come up with in metaphysical Bible interpretation, it will align with these principles and recognize our divinity and the divinity of others. We have some tools in Unity that we can use when we're interpreting Bible passages metaphysically. Our Unity co-founder, Charles Fillmore, wrote two books. One is called The Metaphysical Bible Dictionary. And in that book, he wrote down what he understood biblical names and places to mean metaphysically. And he also wrote a book called The Revealing Word, where he wrote out metaphysical meanings of other words. And we can discern our own meaning for the words in the Bible. So Charles was very clear with his students that he wasn't interested in just having them regurgitate what he had put in his books. He wanted to know what they think. And in the start of the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary, it actually says, if you come up with your own meaning, great, use your own meaning. And so one of the important pieces of metaphysical Bible interpretation is we discern what a passage means for us. And that means that if we all metaphysically interpret the same Bible passage, we might all come up with different meanings. And that's okay, because we're looking at what does this mean in my life. Now, this is the process that I learned for metaphysical Bible interpretation when I went to school, and there may be other processes as well, but here's typically what I do if I'm interpreting the Bible. First, I affirm in prayer my ability to discern. We know we are all connected to divine mind, so we all have that discerning ability. I read the passage and I do some research or study into the context of the passage. So what was happening right before this? What happens afterwards? And what was going on in the lives of the people in this passage at the time it was written down or at the time the story was told? I put the passage in my own words. And then I look for metaphysical meanings of the names and the nouns. And this might be when I use the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary or other tools, the Revealing Word Book or my own discernment. And I see what emerges from my prayer and my study. So let's go back to Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. So here's what was happening at the time that this story was being told. The Israelites had previously been held captive in Egypt, and they escaped in a very dramatic way, and they ran through the Red Sea where God parted the waters, and the Egyptians chased them, and then God closed the waters, and all the Egyptians drowned. So the Israelites had gone through that experience, and they had been wandering in the desert after that, and they had actually been wandering in the desert by this time for 40 years, so a really long time. They hadn't landed yet anywhere. Moses had just died, their leader, and they had seen the promised land, but they weren't there yet. God named Joshua as the new leader of the Israelites and promised that if they followed the law, they would arrive at the promised land. And in this passage, God is speaking to Joshua and giving directions on how to lead. So that's what led up to this particular passage. And when I started researching some metaphysical meaning in the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary and in the Revealed, here's what I learned. Joshua symbolizes our active ego that acts on the law, the part of us that makes things happen. Now, sometimes the ego gets a bad rap. And the reality is that our ego can work in service with the divine. Our ego can be that part of us that makes things happen. And the reference to the book of the law here is our ability to hold thoughts and act in accordance with the divine. And in the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary, Moses actually symbolizes the law. So the transition in power from Moses to Joshua represents that part of us that knows the divine, that understands how the divine works, and that part of us that acts in accordance with understanding how the divine works. In the Revealing Word, to meditate means continuous contemplative thought, our steady endeavor to spiritually know God. Day represents understanding. Night represents ignorance. And to act is, again, when we take action based on what we know spiritually. Making our way, the way is another reference to the Christ or that divinity, the I am that is the truth of us. And prosperity is our consciousness of God as an abundant, ever-present source for all our good. And finally, success is attainment of the desired goal. So based on all of this, here's the interpretation I came up with, again, recognizing that we all might come up with something different. So my metaphysical Bible interpretation of Joshua chapter 1, verse 8 is, instead of looking outside yourself, meditate regularly to know the truth of the divine. Do this whether you think you are an expert or a beginner. Then act based on the divine you know. This is the key to prosperity consciousness and every blessing. And for me also, this connects very closely to another passage that we looked at last month when we were talking about the silence, Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, strive first for the kingdom of God, and all these things will be given to you as well. That our awareness of our divinity within, that our awareness of our oneness with source is the key to all blessings, the key to all good. Now, there are, as I mentioned earlier, many ways to meditate and many resources about meditation. The type of meditation we're going to talk about a little bit later today is called centering prayer, and it's based on a Christian tradition of meditations, centering prayer. There's books and websites about centering prayer. If you want to know more, you can Google Thomas Keating, who's a really large figure in the promotion of centering prayer. Another book that we're not going to so much use today, but I want to share it because it has a lot of different types of meditation. It's called, I don't really like this title, Meditation for Dummies by Stephen Bodian. And in my book, I actually put stickers over the title for dummies because my belief is that we're wise when we recognize what we don't know and we seek out greater learning. And so if you ever see a copy of my book, it has stickers on top of those words, but I included the title here in case people are looking for a good resource on meditation. So if we focus on the centering prayer type of meditation, which is the type of meditation that's mentioned in the Heart-Centered Metaphysics book, there are a few steps we could take to prepare for meditation. And I'm guessing some of these are very familiar to everyone already. So things like turning off our electronics, turning our phone on mute, wearing clothing that's comfortable, finding a place where we won't be disturbed. And then this last one, I think, is specific to certain types of meditation, certainly centering prayer. Choosing a word or a short phrase that's meaningful to us, that reminds us of our oneness, something that we're going to use during that centering meditation, centering prayer practice. And I'll talk more about this when we actually get into the practice itself. And by the way, all of these steps are on your handout for today. So I know that Tom loads the handout up on the website. So that's available to you. Also on the handout are the steps on how to meditate from the Heart-Centered Metaphysics book. And again, this is based on centering prayer. So other meditation practices may have other steps. And these are the steps outlined in that book. So these are on your handout as well. So the first step is to relax. And sometimes, I don't know about for you, but sometimes for me, relaxing can be a challenge. I have to unknot some certain muscles. I have to remember to breathe. And we might find a position to sit or lie down so that we're more comfortable. I have to kind of chuckle sometimes when I'm researching pictures for my slideshow, because a lot of the pictures that I found for meditation involve kind of sitting like this, cross-legged or lotus position. I don't know about you, but for me, that will not allow me to relax. But if that works for you, that's a great position to sit in. It's important to take our time to relax and adjust. If I notice I'm getting cold, I'll get up and get a blanket. So we want to be comfortable. The next step is that we turn our awareness to something that's called within consciousness. So turning our thoughts away from the outer and toward what we know internally, the truth of our oneness, seeing this time as a gift to ourselves where we can rest in that awareness of our oneness. And then the third step is probably where we spend the most time, the concentrate step. This is where we take time to simply be, to abide in the oneness quietly and attentively. And in this step, it's really important to bring that heart-centeredness to our practice, our full compassion and gentleness, because in this step, when we notice our mind wandering, we use that word that we picked ahead of time to return our thoughts to our awareness of our oneness. And I say when we notice our mind wandering, not if, because we're not trying to stop the mind from thinking. Thinking is what the mind does. We're trying to pay attention so that we know when we notice that the mind has wandered off, we gently bring it back. Kind of last month when we were talking about if you have a puppy that you're trying to keep in a certain place and the puppy wanders off, you're just gently going to go pick the puppy up and bring the puppy back. You're not going to scold the puppy. Puppy's not being bad. The puppy's just doing what puppies do. And so in the same way, we're going to be gentle with ourselves. Our minds are just doing what they're doing, and we're gently going to bring them back using that word earlier as a reminder. I have to say that there's times for me that even the idea of holding on to a word is too distracting in meditation. And so sometimes what I use to bring myself back is focus on my breath. Sometimes the sound of my breath, sometimes the feel of my breath. Sometimes I also focus on the idea of a sound like ocean waves and bring myself back to the waves or bring myself back to the rain because water is meaningful to me. And so you can certainly experiment around. And if a word works for you, great, or a phrase. Some people use one of the words from the 12 powers like love or faith. Or zeal. If those work for you, great. Some people use a short phrase like I am divine, whatever works for you to remind yourself of your oneness and bring your thoughts back from wherever they wander off to, back to that awareness of oneness. So however long we spend in the concentrate stage, we spend there. And then when we're ready to come out of that step, we can pray. Sometimes the prayer is even just a short affirmative statement, such as, I am aware of my divinity, or I easily see love in each person, or whatever it is that is meaningful to us. And we give thanks and gently conclude our practice. And the thing about gently concluding our practice is, just remembering that we might need a little time to shift back into the outer world. And actually on your handout, I put, if you feel cranky, you might need to give yourself more time to shift. So sometimes I feel cranky and I just, that's my inner knowing telling me that I need a little more time to make that transition. Now, there may be times, I don't know about you, that I feel like, this isn't working, or it's frustrating, or it's not going the way that I want it to. You know me, I like to laugh. And so I always look up a bunch of jokes before I do a talk. And this one really cracked me up. Come on, inner peace, I haven't got all day. Another joke that I found that I really resonated with was the student who went to his meditation teacher and said, my meditation is horrible. I feel so distracted, my legs ache, I'm constantly falling asleep, it's just terrible. And the teacher gently, matter-of-factly said, this will pass. And a week later, the student came back to the teacher and said, my meditation is wonderful, I feel so alive, so peaceful, this is the best. And the teacher gently and matter-of-factly said, this will pass. So I think as we practice meditation, I think a couple things that I try to keep in mind is that it's a practice. When we're in the moment meditating, it's the practice of bringing our thoughts back, noticing they've wandered off, bringing them back, noticing they've wandered off, bringing them back. And so that's the practice in the individual meditation. In the bigger picture, the practice of meditation for me is just doing it on a regular basis, recognizing that for me, it helps to spend some time in meditation every day, some days may be awesome, some days may be meh, some days I might have this, I haven't got all day kind of experience, and that the whole is greater than the sum of the parts, that I grow because of my practice, not because of any individual one day. And this also allows me to bring that heart-centeredness to myself and that idea of grace, recognizing that my practice is going to be different on different days because I'm different on different days. Remember that in 2021, Unity Worldwide Ministries has a yearly theme, how to stay centered no matter what. And as part of this yearly theme, Unity Worldwide Ministries is reviewing each of the 12 powers. And the power for the month of August is the power of will. And when we talk about will, we're not talking about willpower, like muscling through something. And we're also not talking about willfulness, trying to get my own way at any costs. We're not arguing about the difference between divine will and my will, because we know that God's will for us is always good and that God does not want something for us that we don't want for ourselves. The idea of the power of will is more like the idea of free will, our ability to choose. And so the power of will is that decision-making, direction-choosing faculty of the mind, the power that moves all the other powers or faculties to action. Kind of makes me think about Joshua again, moving toward action. And will is the ability to command, direct, determine, the power of commitment and the power of willingness. And I rely on my spiritual power of will to keep practicing meditation, to keep learning more about what works for me, what helps me get to that place of the silence. And especially if I'm having that experience where I think my meditation isn't going the way that I want it to continue to try, to continue to practice. We have an affirmation for the power of will, and it is, I use my power of will to choose, to commit, and to be willing. And I invite us all to affirm this together. I use my power of will to choose, to commit, and to be willing. And so it is a choice to practice meditation, to explore, to see what different types of meditation resonate with us, and to know that if we try one that doesn't seem to be a fit, to seek out something else. Whenever I'm preparing for a talk, I also like to look at if there's any holidays or anything special happening in that particular month. And I was really excited to learn that in the month of August, next Sunday, August 15th, is National Relaxation Day. And I thought, what a great connection to the idea of meditation, because it can be so easy for me, and perhaps for you as well, to get so caught up in doing and accomplishing and squashing more into my schedule. And the idea of just relaxing or just spending time to be can really be a challenge and can take effort. I also really like this idea of National Relaxation Day because I believe it's more about an attitude than any particular activity. And I think a great example for me is the idea of the game of golf. I don't know if anyone out there plays golf. My husband's a pretty big golfer. But there's some folks who find golf very relaxing and very peaceful. And there's other folks who find golf very frustrating and very nerve-wracking. And it's the same sport. It's just whether it resonates for us as relaxing or not. And so I think, again, meditation is very much the same way, that there may be types of meditation that resonate with some of us and not all of us. And we know if something is a fit or if it isn't. And so as we practice meditation, we can think about all the benefits we're allowing ourselves to have by relaxing. And if we try a type of meditation and it just doesn't seem to be working for us, we know there's many other types of meditation we can try. So in a few minutes, we are going to have an opportunity to practice that centering prayer form of meditation that I went through earlier. And I know, like I said earlier, that as Unity Truth students, many of us have already heard of meditation and likely tried meditation. And so my wish for all of us is just continued blessings as we practice meditation, as we explore what works for me, what doesn't work for me, that we use our resources that are available to us, books, Google, guided meditations online, and that we continue to use our power of will to choose not just to practice, but to choose to be gentle with ourselves, to choose to have that heart-centeredness and recognize that we are worthy, we are loved and beloved, that regardless of whether we think we're having a great or a terrible meditation experience or something in between, that we are still loved, beloved children of the Most High, and that our intention, our desire to know our oneness is a great part of the blessing and the gift that we have. We are practicing our connection with the kingdom of heaven. And so let's take a few moments and prepare for some time in meditation. And as I mentioned a little bit earlier, I think it can be helpful to decide ahead of time what word you will use or what phrase to bring yourself back to the idea of your oneness. And so maybe just take a few moments now and think about a word that works for you or a phrase. It may be one of the 12 powers. It may be a phrase like, I am love. It may be the sound of your breath. So I'll allow a little bit of time now for folks to think about what would work for them. Okay, and so let's begin with relaxing. Let's feel our body in the chair that's supporting us, or if we're lying down, feel our body supported by the bed or the floor, wherever we're at. And let's feel free to adjust to become more comfortable, that we don't need to sit in a fixed position. We can listen to what our body needs, whether it's more warmth or more coolness, shifting to a different position. Taking a deep breath in and out, feeling how cleansing that breath is, allowing ourselves to sink in even deeper. And then we consciously turn our thoughts away from the outer toward that within consciousness. If it helps, you can close your eyes or focus them on a focal point. And this within consciousness is that place where you know you are one with Source. You are one with the Divine, the Most High. You recognize this gift you are giving yourself by focusing on this connection. Couple breaths in and out. And so now we're going to take a few minutes of quiet. And in that quiet, if you notice your mind wandering, go ahead and use your word or your breath or whatever your intention is to bring your mind back to your knowing that you are one, while keeping your heart open during this process. And so let's take some time in the silence. I invite us to gently, slowly come back, wiggling our fingers, toes, gently moving our bodies a little, maybe still keeping our eyes closed or on that focal point. And in prayer, I invite you to hear these words as the words of your own heart. I am one. I am connected. I am one with divine sacred love, with the Most High. I am one with all humanity and with the divine. And we give thanks. We appreciate this time together in meditation. We appreciate each other and this community, everyone who makes this service happen by their service, reading, running technology, singing, and their presence. So grateful for this time together and for this opportunity to connect, to share, to give and receive. So for these and every blessings, transition back into our human experience, we say thank you, God. And so it is.
Thank you so much, Audrey. That was wonderful. Okay, everybody back in their bodies? Wake up. All right. So now it's time for our morning offering. And while we aren't physically together in church to collect our offerings, we want to thank everyone who has donated to Unity by mail. We appreciate any checks sent to the church at 800 South Pearl Street in Centralia, Washington, 98531. You can also donate online by clicking on the book donation page on our website, unityofcentralia.net. We also deeply appreciate all the ways you give of your time, talent, and energy and treasures. As we hold our offering in our hand and hearts, let's say our offering prayer together. Divine love through me blesses and multiplies all that I have, all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. Say the blessing of thanks together. We bless these gifts and send them forth to heal, bless, and prosper. They are evidence of our faith and belief. They do good work in the world and return to us multiplied abundantly. And so it is. Now, if you'd like to focus our collective group healing energy for someone, it's time for our healing prayer. Please raise your hand if you have something. You can unmute and tell us who it is or hold them quietly in your heart. Members of our community have requested we send out healing prayers and energy to Neela, who's dealing with COVID long haul issues. Mary healing from her surgery. Gail's appreciative of our healing prayers. And those like Hildy who are locked down in congregate facilities. Members of our community who must deal with basic human needs while living without a home.
Hey, let's all say a prayer for neighbor across the street, Dan. He had his left foot amputated not too long ago, and he's trying to heal up to be able to walk on prosthetics.
All right, let's do our healing prayer. Beloved Mother, Father, God, we ask for the highest and greatest good for our brothers and sisters and endeavor to see them through your eyes, knowing all is in divine order. Amen. Let's all say the prayer of protection together. Okay, the light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is, and all is well. So you guys at home, imagine joining us in our circle, joining hands and singing our peace song. You can turn on the gallery view if you want to see us all singing. And thank you to all who made our Sunday service possible. Please stay with us after service if you wish to share in our fellowship time. Be sure to attend next Sunday. It's our pleasure to honor and have our own Erica Wagner is going to inspire us with her steadfastness and insight. Okay, time for the prayer. Oh, peace off. Bye-bye.
Let there be peace on earth.